USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm disgusted with our legal system. I'm disgusted with those jurors.
Dr. Ilan Hofdef is a father of the victim of the Florida school shooter, a Florida jury returning a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that victim impact statements be taken into account, and the judge says they may do this prior to the formal sentencing on November 1st. The Democratic-led committee investigating last year's Capitol attack is voting to issue a subpoena to former President Trump. Trump can refuse to comply with the subpoena or invoke his Fifth Amendment right to refuse to answer questions by committee members if he chooses. With the midterm elections fast approaching, new inflation numbers are out.
Consumer price index data released Thursday morning showed that the consumer prices climbed more quickly than expected. That's bad news for the Federal Reserve as it tries to gain control with higher interest rates. Overall inflation climbed 8.2% in the year through September, more than what economists recently surveyed by Bloomberg expected. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
On Thursday in Brussels, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the People's Republic of China the most consequential geopolitical challenge the United States faces. When asked if China is a threat to NATO and not just the United States, Secretary Austin said they have more pressing issues right now, but that the allies should be concerned.
It has, you know, the military capability to challenge the status quo in a number of places, and so we see that as a longer-term challenge.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prosecutors argue Daryl Brooks drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, killing 6 people and injuring dozens more. As the trial continues in Waukesha, the tension between Brooks and Judge Jennifer Duro continues to rise.
I'm going to keep going. I just think the jury deserves to hear.
Mr. Brooks, I'm instructing you to stop making those statements.
Brooks faces 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Each of those counts carries a mandatory life sentence. 2 police officers are dead, and another was seriously injured during a shooting in Bristol, Connecticut, as police responded to a domestic violence call involving 2 siblings. Bristol Mayor Jeff Cajano says the city is feeling overwhelming pain and loss.
We're united in immeasurable grief for those hero officers, for their families and friends.
Game 2 of the American League Divisional Series between the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians is being postponed due to bad weather. The game will be made up tomorrow at 1:07 Eastern Time, Eastern at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees currently lead the series 1-0 after beating Cleveland 4-1 on Tuesday. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off with the Chicago Bears hosting the Washington Commanders. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.